Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
GM, in this hour, we'll start off by the best games in college football and our best bets in each. At 7:20, we go on to the Daily Baseball Slate and tell you our best bets for that. 7:40 is Parlay Central. If you don't want any of this minus 110, minus 120 nonsense, we got you covered with some moon balls, the equivalent of it in betting. Double D gives out his college football parlay, and we have the show parlay where we all get involved. It's all coming up next over the next hour here on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Cenk, so you gave us a little tease of what your bets might be, and you said you're only betting on something tonight, which I think is probably going to be baseball, but there are some college football games tonight. I was just thinking to myself, I don't think I have partook in any Maction just yet. Like, it's coming. Wednesday night Maction, I believe. I haven't checked the schedule, but usually it comes in, like, October. But I haven't watched any of these, like, smaller schools for college football just yet. I think you've had a couple bets, maybe, on, like, Friday night games. So is it college football tonight, or is it baseball?
No, I'm going to do baseball tonight. Baseball has been saving the old bacon here on these bets. Mm-hmm. Baseball bets have been pretty good, but it's because, you know, you have more of a sample size, so it's easy to sort of suss out, like, maybe what angle you should take. And I feel like football bets are just harder naturally, but also early in the season when you have all this variance until things kind of settle in. I feel like that's the way it is with most sports, which we've talked about, whereas once you kind of have a better understanding of where teams stand as opposed to all the uncertainty that comes with a new season, then you have a better chance of hitting your bets. So no football tonight, but definitely some baseball.
I just think whenever I've bet on Maction, it's just been like such a chaotic experience.
Yes.
Like when I think of Maction teams, I think of like somebody returning a kick for a touchdown and then throwing up on the sideline. And then like there's this wild swing where like there's four touchdowns and like seven plays or something. And so it just feels like something that doesn't feel like a stable commodity for me to bet on. Because Jinx, I've tried. And I'm like, listen, these lines are probably softer. These games are probably easier to handicap. And then you watch the game, you're like, why would somebody put money on this? So, like, there's somebody out there making money betting on Maction, but it ain't me.
Oh, God. Who did I bet on early in the season? It was one of the worst games I've ever watched. Was it Toledo? Oh, God. Who was it? Maybe it was Akron. That's what it was. I got to look up this game. Akron.
I think I remember the score was like 9-6
or
something.
Oh, God.
Or no, it was like 9-2. I remember checking the box where I was like, didn't Jinx bet on this game? It's literally a baseball score.
It was 10-0, which is like a game in Denver. And that touchdown, by the way, came real late in the game. Like it was 3-0 Wyoming. I had Akron in that game, like Akron +5 or something. And it was 3-0 for the vast majority of the game. And I was like, this is absolutely brutal. And then Wyoming gets a garbage touchdown late. They win 10-0. So I lose my bet after sitting through all of that. And I was like, I hate myself right now. I can't go to bed because I'm locked in to Wyoming and Akron. And I need the Zips to cover this number. Akron is 0-3 now, by the way. But yeah, that was not my favorite moment when it comes to following a particular game.
Yeah, and that's when you feel like the ultimate degenerate, right? Like, I saw this meme of, like, somebody with, you know, the face that Ken Rosenthal made towards that cameraman.
Where oh, like, yeah.
How dare you?
What?
And somebody is like, when my wife asked me to turn off the, like, Bowling Green Toledo game so she can watch a movie. And you're just like, what? I've got to finish this game. Like, nothing feels more degenerate. Like, obviously, there are other sports to bet on.
Sure.
But, like, small level football and you're like sweating a game in the fourth quarter, you're like, why is somebody even watching this? And you're like, I need them to win by 7.
Yeah. God, it's the worst. I mean, there is bad football out there. As much as you talk about these marquee games and we get something interesting, on the flip side, there are times when you watch a really bad football game. Like, there's no execution. It might be rainy outside. There's no one in the stands. These teams are kind of limping along. Might be a lack of talent on the field. And you're like, why am I watching this? This is so awful. And it's just because you got money on it. Like, this is so bad. This is torture. And it's like, another 3-and-out for Akron. That's 8 in a row. It's like, I'm going to kill myself. This is awful. Yeah, it was a tough watch.
Yeah, but we all still do it. Like, that's the crazy thing is, like, I complain about it, but yet here I stand. And listen, I know our demographic. You guys out there do it, too. And if you're going to be betting on it, no matter where the college football action is, there's nothing like getting in the game and leveling up on your next parlay. Use this parlay boost token over at BetMGM to boost your potential payout from a winning college football parlay. So we all know you've got 1,000 parlays waiting in the wings. Why not give them a little boost over at BetMGM? All right, Jenks, let's get to this week's slate of games in college football. Let's start with this one. A top 25 matchup in the Big 12 as number 17 Texas Tech is on the road at number 16 Utah. Utah laying 3 points here, total of 57.5. Jenks, I feel like the betting world loves Utah. Like, I have heard this for like years and years and years, is that you don't bet against Utah at home. They have one of the best home field advantages in sports that I feel like not a ton of people know about. And also, Kyle Whittingham feels like he's been there for 37 years. I think it's closer to like 20. But the head coach at Utah has been fantastic at home this during his career, 93-30 straight up and 67-50-4 against the number. I will say this, neither of these teams look like they've really been tested this year. But when you give me those type of stats on a team at home with a veteran head coach, Jenks, I'm thinking I'm going to lean on Utah here.
Yeah, I'm going to take Utah maybe on the money line. If you shop around, you can find it at minus 152. But I like laying the 3. It's come up from 2.5. But for the reasons you mentioned, Utah playing at home is... it's not a guaranteed moneymaker, but it's something you should really look at. In fact, going back to last season, Utah is 5-0 against the number in their last 5 games. And also, Texas Tech on the flip side has played no one. Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Kent State, Oregon State, combined record of 2-7. I think this game is going to be a shootout because you have two really high-powered offenses, but I think the real differentiator here is going to be the Utes defense, which right now, even though they haven't played a tough schedule either, is ranked number 8 in the country. And again, playing in Utah is a really, really tough place to play. It's an early game. It's going to be a great, you know, big noon kickoff, but I'm going to go Utah here, laying the points or on the money line.
Yeah, it just feels like the more comfortable pick to me. Like I said, like in the betting space, Utah is a darling when they play at home. Kind of similar to like Washington over the years. Like, you hear about like great home field advantages in college football, but like from a betting standpoint, these under the radar teams, that's where you can make some real money. So Texas Tech, we'll see if that that offense can still fly as high going against a solid defense in Utah. All right, so a couple other top 25 matchups. We got number 22 Auburn on the road at number 11 Oklahoma. I think this game is incredibly interesting. Obviously, it's the Jackson Arnold revenge game. Oklahoma laying 6.5. Don't know if I said that. Now I did. Total of 47.5. Jenks, I know that you hate Oklahoma.
Can't
Will
stand
you be
them.
Fading them here.
I just wish it would just, you know, I wish Oklahoma would just sort of sink into the earth and just be this big vat where it used to be. Like, oh my God, remember when Oklahoma used to be here? I kind of like Oklahoma in this game. But I don't want to bet it. I've gone back and forth, and whenever I keep going back and forth, then that's a stay away for me. In fact, this number is now at 7, so it's gone from 6.5 to 7. John Mateer has been so good for Oklahoma. They got Torrey Blaylock in the backfield, and he's been a nice piece on the ground. I just feel like that with Jackson Arnold, yeah, it's a revenge spot, but don't you know that the Sooners know exactly how to play him? Don't you think they're going to have scouted him as well as anyone because he was on that roster last year? And also that Brent Venables defense has, you know, lived up to its billing. Oklahoma allows 181 yards per game. So I think the money is flowing in the direction of Oklahoma for the right reason. I'm going to stay away from this one. Plus, I don't want to put my money. I don't want to cheer for Oklahoma. Oh, I'll go Sooners, derp. No, I don't want to do that. But I do think Oklahoma is the right side.
Right. I think the quarterbacks kind of get top billing in this one, but I think the Brent Venables defense is the main selling point for me in this one, at least schematically. You know, he's going to have a great game plan going against Jackson Arnold here. But I'm wondering about this Auburn defense because statistically on paper, they have been very good at stopping the run. So maybe if they can corral John Mateer a little bit and make him pay for some of these runs, because remember when, who was it that played Oklahoma? Oh, Temple. They were like, we're going to treat Jackson, or we're going to treat John Mateer like a running back, and we're going to hit him hard. Well, they lost 42-3. I just don't think they had the personnel to really, you know, talk the talk or walk the walk after talking the talk. Maybe Auburn does, because I will say on the defensive line, this is a very big team. But at the end, I think I trust John Mateer and this Oklahoma defense a little bit more than Auburn, especially because it's a home game. But I did not think that I would be this invested in an Oklahoma and Auburn game.
I know.
But surprisingly, I am.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. And I do think you can make a strong case for Auburn to cover the number. Auburn is better than I anticipated, and this is a huge year for Hugh Freeze. So that's why I'm staying away. Again, lean OU, but if you're on the Tigers, I'm not going to talk you off of that.
Yeah, and speaking of Tigers, Clemson at home laying 17 against Syracuse. I think in betting, sometimes you look for situational spots, and you're like, hey, is this a good buy-low spot on a team that maybe still has something left? Because listen, I have been saying this for the past couple of weeks. It's like, this is a buy-low spot on Clemson. It has not been a buy-low spot on Clemson.
Right.
So, Jenks, are you sold on the Tigers here? Like, maybe it's a better spot for them, but 17 is a lot of points.
Maybe we should come around to the idea that Clemson isn't very good relative to the top teams in college football. This line opened with Clemson laying 17.5, then it went to 17, now it's at 16.5. So Clemson will win the game, but have we seen anything from Clemson to make us think that they're 17 points better than anyone? I really don't know, because even against Troy, they had to rally from 16 down to win that game. They were outclassed last week, and I think there's a real possibility here that Clemson kind of just goes through the motions in this game, because already much of what they had planned for this season is in the toilet.
I'm making this face because I had high hopes in my predictions for Clemson. Every time you say something, you're like, boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
Because I had Cade Klubnik winning the Heisman. And you look at this Clemson team where I'm like, oh, yeah, they should have no trouble in the ACC. They have a cakewalk to the college football playoff. And you're just thinking, how could I be so wrong? But we see this in college football a lot. And this is why I think those preseason bets can be really tough, because there is so much volatility, especially with quarterbacks. Like, we see this, we used to see this with guys who are like five-star blue chip prospects coming out of high school. We're like, oh, this guy is like the real deal. He's going to be great. And then he's not great. And like, hell, look at Arch Manning. He was supposed to be a can't miss guy. So it's just one of those things where you just cut your losses, and I will try not to make those faces when we talk about Clemson some more. All right, where do you want to go next, Jenks? Because I know you handicapped a ton of these games. Like, obviously the Illinois-Indiana game is big, but is there a game that you like wanted to point out, or should we go to that one?
Well, I'm going to talk about some of these games later on in the show, so I'll hold off because I like Nebraska on the money line against Michigan. I like Miami. Well, I got Miami laying 7, and now that number is up to 9 against Florida. I mean, everyone's on Miami, but I think that game could be a blowout. But how about Illinois-Indiana? This is the matchup in the Big Ten this weekend, which is kind of crazy to think about, right? Number 9, Illinois, number 19, Indiana, and Indiana is laying 6, and I think this number has just gotten too high. I would be on Illinois here. So here's the thing. Indiana is a, I mean, both of these teams are very well coached, and Kurt Cignetti in particular has done a great job building up a program, which is really hard to build in Bloomington. They have just zero history. But at the end of the day, this should be a competitive game. A lot is on the line for both of these teams. Six seems way too high. And I mentioned Texas Tech's early schedule and how bad it was. You talk about a bad early schedule. Listen to this for Indiana. Old Dominion, Kennesaw State, Indiana State. Like, God. Like, the big question in this game is, can the Illini offensive line keep Luke Altmyer upright enough to make plays? That's been their one issue early in the season, but I think they can, and there's just so much on the line here that 6 points seems way too much, especially in Bloomington, you know, with two teams that are in the top 20. So I've been waiting to say it. Sledgehammer me! Illini plus six. That's for our resident Illinois fan, Brad Evans.
Ah, the catchphrase for Brad Evans there. Yeah, I think that's what it boils down to for me is, like, until proven to me otherwise, like, yeah, Indiana just hasn't played anybody. At least Illinois got a nice little road win against Duke. So when you're giving me 6 points, like, I think that's probably the way to go. But it doesn't feel like a game I'm probably going to bet on. But it is a big game. Like, you got to pay attention to this one, because this could be one of the teams from the Big Ten that make it to the college football playoff. I know you can get big numbers on both these teams to reach the college football playoff if you are looking for plus money. So maybe instead of a side or a total, you can go that route if you like betting on futures. Coming up next, time to bet on baseball. Our daily baseball plays come your way next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're back, and it is a football Friday here on the show, but we'll do a little sprinkle of baseball, because listen, our baseball bets have been pretty solid, so if you want to win yourself maybe some money to go into the weekend with, to bet on more football, we got you covered. And listen, we have some chaos going on in baseball right now, Jax. We were just talking about during the break, the Detroit Tigers are 3-7 over their last 10 games. They once had a commanding lead in their division, and now the Guardians are making a run. And the Guardians beat them yesterday with their ace on the mound. Tariq Skubal was pitching. We thought to ourselves, there's no way that Tariq Skubal is going to allow his team to lose in a meaningful game. But guess what? The Tigers lost again. So now the Guardians only 3.5 games back out of the AL Central. And even in the race for the wild card, if the Guardians don't win the Central, they are still in a good spot when it comes to the wild card race. Only a game and a half behind the Red Sox, which is crazy. The Red Sox might not make the playoffs. A team that was cruising at one point in the season, now they've kind of hit a rough patch. We're going to talk about their price today against the Rays. They've only won 3 of their last 7. So I know people are paying attention to football right now, but like, there's some wildness going on in baseball.
Yeah, I'm curious to see what the Mariners are going to do in particular. I mean, they're 9-1 in their last 10. So I'm waiting for them to fall off and for Houston to sort of go ahead and take control of that division. I feel like that happens every year because Houston has the experience. But maybe the big dumper can lead them to a division title. And the Red Sox, too. I'm going to be on the Red Sox tonight. I was handicapping that as you were talking because we were discussing that game during the break. But it would be wild to think that at one point in this season they seemed like maybe a shoo-in for the playoffs, and here they are trying to scratch and claw their way in.
Yeah, and momentum matters, especially in baseball. Like, we see this every year. There will be a team that makes it in through the wild card, or even like those, they're not called play-in games, but it's like the first round of the playoffs where it's like that one-game series, and they'll make it like all the way to the World Series. Like, we've seen this like with the Phillies, who it was like the Braves, who were like the entrenched team in the NL East, and the Phillies just come, and they're the hotter team. And sometimes these teams who wait around and have these like first-round buys or whatever, sometimes they can be rusty. So you'll see these teams come through like the hardest, you know, situational spots and go on deep to the playoffs. So keep in mind that this is the time when you want to be hot. Like, I know the Tigers overall look like a great team, but this is not the way you want to enter October. The Tigers will make the playoffs, but it's not looking great for Detroit right now. Yeah, like, they're just not going in on a hot note. And it's wild to me that I feel the same way that you do about the Mariners, is that it just feels like the Astros are just going to beat them at the last second.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's going to be a head-to-head game, and like Yordan Alvarez, like, it's a 3-run bomb in the bottom of the ninth or something. It's also wild to me that like Julio Rodriguez is like not the big story of the Mariners.
It's true.
It's Cal Raleigh. Like 3 years ago or 2 years ago, everybody was like, oh man, Julio Rodriguez is going to be like an MVP. And like, he is very fun to watch. And obviously, like, almost reminiscent of like Ken Griffey Jr., like just the way that he swings and he's athletic and stuff. But it's Cal Raleigh who's like the face of that team. I never would have guessed that. And I think a lot of people wouldn't. And a lot of people are kind of discounting it as like, oh, that's a cute story. No, it's leading the majors in home runs. So you best believe Cal Raleigh is the face of that team. All right, let's get to some of these games. All right, so let's start with the Red Sox and Rays one, because we were just talking about this one, and this is the one that kind of jumped off the page to me as far as price goes. So on paper, the Red Sox look like the much better team than the Rays. Red Sox have the better record. They've got their Cy Young candidate on the mound today, Garrett Crochet, 16-5 this year with a 2.63 ERA, but they're only -135 against the Rays. Rays are +110, total of 7 runs. Drew Rasmussen has been good for Tampa Bay this year, 10-5 with a 2.74 ERA, but he's not going to go deep in this game. He's gone only 5 innings in each of his last 3 starts, so it's going to come down to the bullpens, you know, if this game is tight to the first 5. But, Jenks, is this too good of a price on the Red Sox? What are we missing?
I don't know, but I'm going to take it. I know you looked around and we found it even cheaper than this, but it just feels like, even though the Red Sox have been slumping, that they should be heavier favorites than this. So if you're getting value, even on a money line price, especially when it's this low, I think you have to take it. Yeah, Drew Rasmussen has been good, but Garrett Crochet has been unbelievable, and he's been even better away from home. He's 11-2 this season with an ERA of like 2.26 when pitching away from Boston. So I feel like this is a good get-right spot for the Red Sox. They have a bullpen advantage. Yeah, I just added it to the card as we speak.
Yeah, it feels like too good of a price to pass up. Because, like, at some point, you know, the Red Sox are the better team, and they've got their ace on the mound. But listen, we said this about the Tigers yesterday. We said, oh, there's no way that Tariq Skubal is going to lose a game. And guess what? They lost that game. So yeah. We'll see. But still, value is value. And sometimes you got to take a price if it's too good to pass up. So speaking of that, the Tigers are minus 115 today at home against the Braves. But Charlie Morton's pitching, who has a 5.56 ERA. Bryce Elder has burned us a few times. He's pitching for the Braves today. 7-10 with a 5.56 ERA. But he's had some good starts as of late. So total of 9 runs in this game. Jenks, I don't think I want to touch the Tigers with a 10-foot pole right now.
Yeah.
Are you interested in this game?
I'm interested in the over. I'm not interested on taking a side. But this open, I know, you're like, the Tigers, are they going to hit? Yeah, I think they can hit enough to get the over here. And it's just based on these two starting pitchers. This line opened, or the total opened at 8 and Hook, immediately went to 9. So you can play it at 8 if you want. But I'm going to go over 8.5 here at minus 122. And Bryce Elder has been, he's been better recently, but just got drilled by the Astros last time out. And he's been serviceable on the road, but I think Charlie Morton is the guy I'm fading more than anyone else here. So he's given up 3 runs or more in 3 of his last 4 outings. We've seen at least 9 runs scored in each of his last 5 appearances. This just feels like a game where we're going to see a ton of runs. And if there is a game where the Tigers' bats can get right, I think it is this one. I'm going to go over 8.5.
Yeah, the over's hit in all 3 of Charlie Morton's last 3 starts. Mm-hmm. So I think that's where it starts. And the thing about Charlie Morton is, like, when he gives up runs, like, he usually gives up a lot of runs. So he's fully capable of giving up like a 6 spot, like 3 2/3, 6 earned runs against the Mets. So I'd be with you there. I don't really want to trust the Tigers in any capacity at this juncture in the season. So we'll see. Maybe they right the ship in this one, but not something I will be betting on. All right, free roll here, Jenks. What game do you want to talk about next?
Oh, man, I am all over the place. I didn't like today's card, then I kind of came around to a couple plays. I think the only other one that sort of interests me is, and it's gotten a little bit cheaper, which I like, is I'm going to take the Rangers on the money line, hosting the Marlins today. And so I just found the Rangers at minus 156. It was at minus 160. Look, you got Jansen Junk going for the Marlins, taking on Tyler Marley. And listen, Junk has he's been a guy like a lot of pitchers in Major League Baseball. As the season has gone on, his ERA has started to tick up, and these guys just get worn out, right? They get tired, and he's one of those guys. He's given up at least 3 runs in 9 straight games. So he will not go long. He generally goes 5 innings, maybe 6 on a good outing, and then he's going to give way to Marlins bullpen, which is not nearly as good as the Rangers. Tyler Molly is making his first start since, I believe, in June, but he's looked good in rehab. He will be on a pitch count, but the Rangers were off yesterday, so they're going to be rested. They're going to have their full core of relievers ready to go, and they have one of the best bullpens in all of baseball. So I think it's a good price on Texas. Texas on the money line today.
Yeah, it does look like a big pitching mismatch, and it should be noted that the Rangers are still absolutely playing for something, as they are 4 games back from the wild card spot. So it just feels like they have maybe a little bit more to play with. And, you know, Molly's the more trustworthy pitcher in this matchup. How about this price? So for a while there, we were betting on a lot of Jacob Mazurowski games.
Yeah.
He's 5-2. ERA has climbed a bit to 4.35. But the Brewers are still one of the premier teams in baseball. And I feel like we should be playing their run line every single day. Didn't it hit again last night? So you get the Brewers on the money line today for minus 125 on the road at the Cardinals. Sonny Gray is starting for St. Louis. Maybe that's why the price is where it is. He is one of their best pitchers, but he's 13-8 with a 4.43 ERA. So, Jenks, this price on the Brew Crew, best team in baseball?
Maybe. I kind of like the over, I think. Maybe on the Brewers. I'm a little worried about Mazurowski because he has not been the same pitcher that made the All-Star team, which is why he should not have made the All-Star team. After 20 innings, so ridiculous. I mean, he's a young guy. He has all the talent in the world. There's no question about it. But I also think if you're looking at, you know, something that is price-dependent, I don't know. And certainly he could come out and ball today. But I like the over because he has struggled a little bit. Sonny Gray has struggled a little bit. There's enough bats in this game where I think you can get over 7 and a hook. I feel like 8 would be the magic number, so I think there's some value in the total. But ultimately, when you get the Brewers who've been playing so well at minus 125, then I don't mind that either.
Yeah, that's how I feel, because he's going to get the run support in his favor. And you saw that in each of the last two games, because last time around, he just pitched against St. Louis and gave up four earned runs, but they still won that game 9-8. And same with Pittsburgh. He went seven innings, one earned run, a good start, and he got 10 runs of run support. So it's just the better offense. And we've, you know, been screaming this, is that the Brewers have the best run differential in all of baseball by a wide margin. So even if Mizorowski and Sonny Gray kind of cancel each other out, they're both pretty mid in this game, I still trust the Brew Crew's bats to get the job done. And they've been good on the road this year, 43-32 overall when playing away from home. And they've been really good as favorites. When the market gives them credit, 57-30. So there is a lot of ammo that you could use to play the Brewers on the money line today, especially at a palatable price, which it feels like we haven't had in quite some time. I wanted to take a little pause to salute and tip the cap to Clayton Kershaw. Announced his retirement yesterday after a long and storied career in Major League Baseball. And Jenks, I think we knew this when he was announced as like an honorary All-Star.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here? Like, why are we putting him on the All-Star team? So now, like, that makes a ton of sense. But if you think of, like, brand name pitchers over the last decade, like, Clayton Kershaw is one of these guys. Like, he's definitely going to be in the Hall of Fame.
And the thing is, what I love about his career is that he's still pitching at a really high level. Like, especially in the second half of the season, he has been awesome. So it's really hard to go out on top. And maybe he's not what he was in his prime, but he's pretty damn close. Like, he's had a remarkable career. And this is one of those guys where, you know, first ballot Hall of Famer, when you think about the great pitchers that we've seen over the past, you know, 10, 15 years, Clayton Kershaw is right there. He's done just about everything that you can do. And I think his longevity is so very impressive. I believe he threw a no-hitter in 2014, something like that. So when you're able to, which I was like, oh my God, it was so long ago. But it just speaks to the fact that as long as I can remember over the past decade, the great pitchers in baseball, Kershaw has been right there near the top. So yeah, tip of the cap, it's been a hell of a career.
Yeah, absolutely. When you have a career ERA of 2.54, that is damn good. And like, think about how much offenses have improved. And like, we've had like the Juice Ball era, and like everything that he has pitched through is that he is the picture of consistency. And like, that's what sets him apart, is the longevity and the consistency. And plus, you know, he's won World Series. Like, he's not pitching for nobody. He's pitching in big time situations. And also, it should be noted, did you know he grew up with Matt Stafford? I feel like they say this every time whenever there's like a primetime game. But it's wild how they both have very like similar careers, is that they're getting a little longer on the tooth, but they're still very effective.
Yeah. And Matt Stafford, even at both, have battled through injuries, but Matt Stafford now is still playing at a crazy high level. Even though before the season it was like, oh, is he going to be effective? This guy just, man, he's always banged up and he's always in there balling. And I think Matthew Stafford is a guy that as his career has gone on, not to take it away from Clayton, like, I have a lot more respect and revere Matt Stafford's career because of the longevity, right? Where you sort of felt like, okay, he's a pretty good quarterback, but he's elevated his status in my eyes because he just continues to perform at a high level. That's really hard to do in any sport, Major League Baseball, NFL, and those guys have both done it.
Yeah, and it's crazy. They grew up together. Well, it should be noted that Clayton Kershaw is pitching today. So if you believe in like storybook endings, even though obviously this is not the end, but you know, Clayton Kershaw just announced his retirement. Does this go into the handicap at all? Like, the Dodgers are -170. They're playing the Giants today. Robbie Ray goes for San Francisco. I feel like the Dodgers got to get him a win, right? Like, they don't have to, but it would be nice.
I mean, I feel like if they're ever going to be motivated, wouldn't you? I kind of want to go with the under here. But the Dodgers got to get him a dub, right? I mean, if you're ever going to be motivated to get someone a win and do whatever it takes, even if you have to play sort of playoff baseball, this is it. Like, get him a dub here. So, yeah, maybe Dodgers on the run line, it's plus money. But somehow, some way, just for fun, put some money on the Dodgers as a salute.
I think, like, yeah, I think, like, Derek Jeter ruined things because, like, he had such, like, a great moment, like, in his last at-bat. Didn't he have, like, a walk-off or something?
Oh, did he?
And you're like, oh, that's going to happen with everybody, where they have this great storybook ending. But, like, it's not necessarily the case. Not everybody rides off into the sunset, like, with great things. Like, it's wild to me how Justin Verlander like could barely get wins this year. And he's a Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah.
So, like, it's certainly not guaranteed that you're going to get your great ending. But Clayton Kershaw plays on a great team as well. All right, coming up next, it's time for Parlay Central here on the Daily Tip. The college football parlay coming from Double D, and the show parlay is next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Which means it's time for some parlays. We know parlays are not winning bets over the long term. But listen, we want to have fun every once in a while, and that's fine. So we're going to do our parlay segment where we have Double D's Degenerate College Football Parlay. We're going to do our squad parlay where everybody gets involved. So, Jenks, I just dropped this in the chat.
Okay.
They have given college football stadiums the AI treatment. We were talking about this for NFL stadiums, where they show like really cool, you know, renditions of leaning into the mascots and whatever the team is and making these cool stadiums. So do you see some of these that I put in? Like, they do look cool. Like, Texas is on there. Penn State's on there for David. But I think to myself, like, if you actually went to these schools and you're like, listen, so we don't have working chairs in half the classrooms, but you can spend the money on a giant Longhorn school for the stadium?
Why not?
It looks cool, but I'm not sure if it's achievable.
No, these things are not, you know, they're just not plausible. But people forget the actual logistics and the cost. But then they're like, ooh, what's going on here? Like, it's amazing. I'm looking at this massive freaking Longhorn skull. But do you know how big that would have to be? How long it would take to construct that sort of thing? It's massive.
How would you move it in?
Right. Like, I don't even know how you would do such a thing. So these are amazing, but also a lot of them just aren't realistic. But I love in the comments when people are like, whoa, our stadium game needs to play catch up. I'm like, this is done by artificial intelligence. Like, trust me, any tools that builders or construction companies have at their disposals, architects, they're going to use them. It's just, this just isn't plausible. And some of these are so large. It's like, do you realize how large this stadium would have to be, and whether it would be able to have the infrastructure to actually hold everything together? It's just not, it's not something you could actually do, but it is fun to look at.
Yeah, it's definitely fun to look at. But like, if I was giving money to the school, I want my money to go to the players, and I want to make sure that we are getting the best players, instead of like, hey, Chelsea, we know you gave all of your money once you won the lottery to NC State, but instead we're going to construct this giant wolf. So the players aren't that great, but look at how cool the stadium is, because now it's an arms race. So I feel like this is definitely not going to happen in the day and age of NIL.
Chelsea, listen, our teams are going to go 0-12, but when we score, if we score, the Wolf's eyes turn red. Isn't that cool? Like, yeah. Are we ever going to get in the end zone? Maybe not, but it's really cool. So, yeah, got to be careful with that.
Right. So it's one of those things that, again, like, it's cool. And like, maybe when they do like football games in the movies, mm-hmm. which it's been a while since we've had like a good football movie. I know there's like a horror football movie that, who is it, Jordan Peele has put out called Him. Have you seen the previews for this? I was like, oh, a football movie. Great. And then you see it, you're like, oh my God, this looks terrifying. So I will not be seeing that.
I have not. I've seen the previews. Is it out yet? I don't think it's out yet. But it looks like it could be pretty good. It's hard. I feel like we haven't had a good sports movie in a while. Like a really good one.
Yeah.
Am I missing mm-hmm. something? Even though I haven't seen a lot of sports movies,
no.
I feel like the last great sports movie has been a minute.
No, because it's just remakes of superhero movies and Disney movies is all we get these days. All right. So let's parlay it up and fire up the Degenerate Parlay, courtesy of Double D.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football Degen Parlay.
Week 4 in college football. We're going to bust down the door on these parlays and win them both. That's the confidence that Denton has instilled in me during the break. So here we go. I am taking UNLV -2.5. At Miami of Ohio. I'm taking Tennessee -39.5. Poor Trent Dilfer. I'm sorry. Versus UAB. Oklahoma -7 versus Auburn. Florida State -45.5 versus Kent State, because Kent State's bad. Really bad. All right, we're going with Tulane +12.5 at Ole Miss. Little fade of Ole Miss here. I don't think they're as good as everybody thinks they are. I'm taking Nebraska on the money line versus Michigan. I think Nebraska's better than what people think. I think Michigan isn't as good as everybody thinks. That's right, Chelsea. I'm taking NC State on the money line at Duke. Let's go Wolfpack. Missouri -9.5 versus South Carolina. Arizona State on the money line versus Baylor. And Cal -13.5 at San Diego State. The total parlay, when you use that BetMGM college football 50% odds boost, $1,343 to $1. $5 wins you $6,721.59. Let's go!
All right. And then, obviously, I think there is a great point rolled in here, is you need to be using the odds boost. You should be doing this the first thing before you bet. You opt into all these odds boosts, and you go to BetMGM, you do this first thing. So go to BetMGM, activate your odds boost token on any college football bet, and you'll receive a bigger payout if your bet wins. So good luck, David. We'll all be rooting for you. All right, so here's another parlay that you could be using your boost on. It's time for the squad parlay.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
That's right. Step right up and try your hand at the show parlay. All right, so we have won one of these this year, and mm-hmm. we will live on that glory moment for a long time until the next one hits. But this week's installment looks pretty good. I'm looking at the plays. I like them. Jenks, what are you starting us off with?
Well, this line steamed to 9 overnight, but I'm taking Miami at -130 hosting Florida. I'll give a longer handicap later on, but I just don't trust DJ Lagway. I think the fact that money is just rolling in on Miami speaks to what's going to happen here. That Miami defensive front is no joke. As long as Mario Cristobal doesn't make any boneheaded decisions, then I think they can cover the number. I don't believe in Florida at all. It's a lost season. Billy Napier on the hot seat. Let's go Miami -7.
Yeah, I like it. I think this Miami team is very, very good. All right, next up for me, I know this feels lazy, and I was talking about this with the guys earlier, but this feels like another smash week for CeeDee Lamb. He's averaging well over 100 yards in the first two games of the season, 110 and 112, and the targets just keep coming. 13 targets, 11 targets in the last two games. And now we have this game against the Bears where the total is 50.5. So if you're looking at me and say, Chelsea, maybe stop it on CeeDee Lamb. No, I'm not going to. CeeDee Lamb, the target god. I think he does it again. 79.5 receiving yards. This is going to be a back and forth game. And Dak loves throwing to CeeDee Lamb. And why would he not? He's his number one receiver. So I'm going to go with that again for this week's squad parlay. All right, David, which one of your college bets are you throwing into the mix for the squad parlay?
I am going with my favorite one of the weekend. I'm going with Missouri -9.5 at South Carolina. There's a couple things that I love. That Missouri offense seems to be clicking with Bo Prabola behind center, former Penn State transfer. There you go, buddy. Just a little shout-out for Penn State because they're off this week. But it's more of a fade of the South Carolina defense. Hasn't looked good all season long. And Lenora Sellers is coming off concussion protocol. He is probable for the game, but I don't think that makes a difference. I think that South Carolina defense gives up too many points.
I'm kind of sad about South Carolina. I was kind of hoping they'd be a contender this year, but it just doesn't really look like it. All right, Dylan, you are next. Get on in here.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texans this week over the Jaguars. I got plus money on it, so that's always good for a parlay. But the reason is Jacksonville just kind of seems like they're, I don't know, they give me Miami vibes right now where everything just seems uncertain there. Travis Hunter's role is uncertain. They're just kind of force-feeding him the ball in weird situations. BTJ last week had the dropsies, and him and Trevor Lawrence don't seem to have a good chemistry right now. And the Texans need a win more than anything. So them at plus money this week, I love it.
Yeah, desperation spot for the Texans for sure. All right, Den, what do you have to wrap up the squad parlay?
All right, we're going back to college. Sorry, Jenks, but you are now laced with something that includes Oklahoma. I'm taking the Sooners laying 7 against Auburn. This is a revenge game for Jackson Arnold, and revenge for him is a dish not served because he's not going to get it. I think John Mateer has been excellent this year. What he was able to do against Michigan, going up now against real good competition in Auburn, I think you're going to see the best of them. I love the headband thing. You know, there was a time in my life, not now, I'm bald as hell now, but I did have some lettuce and a headband, so he's nice. One of us. So I like John Mateer a lot. I think they lay the 7. Oklahoma has a team. You know, they got a gauntlet of a schedule, but they got themselves a really good team this year.
Ah, it's been a while since I've heard hair be mentioned in the handicap. It's been a minute, but, you know, I like it. I like
first
the place, too.
Right?
So here's the plays if you're interested in tailing us. So we're going to go Miami -7, CeeDee Lamb over 79.5 receiving yards, Missouri laying 9.5 over South Carolina, Texans on the money line over the Jags, and Oklahoma laying 7 over Auburn. If you bet on it, odds of a little over 23-1, $5 wins you $121.01. But if you use the odds boost, it'd be even more. So speak now or forever hold your peace. Who is ruining the show parlay this week? Go ahead. Make your case.
I don't know. I always
Anybody?
Like our parlay. I kind of like Jacksonville this weekend, I have to be honest. I don't know why, but that number freaks me out a little bit. I kind of like Jacksonville.
I was leaning that
way,
too. That's the only one that I'm a little, yeah.
What's the reason?
Short number. You would think that Houston would be big-time favorite, and they're not. I think the books are out on Houston. They're trying to tell us something, and I'm listening.
I mean, fair. Worried about CeeDee Lamb against what can be a good Bears defense, what should be, but which is not the
not
spot.
At all.
Not at all.
Jalen Johnson's out, and Kyler Gordon's out. So two of their top three DBs are not going to be playing in this game. CeeDee Lamb is going to feast.
That's good to hear because I want this parlay to hit.
Right, and here's the other thing. Like, I like playing guys who get a ton of targets because it almost feels like they're matchup proof just because they're going to get a ton of opportunities. Like, CeeDee Lamb had a ton of yards against the Eagles, and he had a bunch of drops. So I think he has another big game. All right, coming up next, time to relive the misery that was the Dolphins on a Thursday night and maybe our takeaways for the Bills as well. It's next on the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.